Thank you, Tim. And now back to the news. We have had some depressing news so far, but there has been good news in the evening news this week. The wet weather did not deter tens of thousands of visitors from coming to the opening day of the Royal Norfolk Show. The Norwich University of the Arts is reported to be quickly building up an excellent reputation. A burger salesman who sells bacon butties by the roadside in Norwich has been rated amongst the best in Britain. And an answer may have been found to a question lots of people in Norfolk have been asking. What is that nasty smell?
As we heard in Tim's report, the wet weather was not enough to deter the tens of thousands of visitors from coming to the opening day of the Royal Norfolk Show. Organisers said the event held up well, despite the rain creating some challenging conditions throughout the first morning. There had initially been some concern around the show's car parks as they became increasingly muddy in the wet weather, leading to some horse boxes becoming stuck. But show director Mark Nicholas said resources were put in place to cope with any issues. Bark was laid in certain parts of the showground and tractors were on standby to help any vehicles in need. Mr. Nicholas said, "The show has coped really well with the challenging conditions. We have run all of the scheduled programmes and people have all managed to get in. Security levels were higher than usual in the light of recent terrorist attacks, and visitors were warned their bags could be searched."
Tucked away in various corners of Norwich city centre, it's easy to wander past the buildings and students of the Norwich University of the Arts and not notice them. The university has been embedded in the community for decades, but for many remains something of a mystery. But the university is rapidly building on a sturdy reputation in its field and fast making itself a name in further-flung corners of the country. Since it was given the official university tick in 2012, its student numbers have jumped by almost 30%, up from 1,701 to 2,189, and its financial contribution to the city has grown to £16.7 million. Buildings have been built, awards won and courses added, with one in visual effects and three new Bachelor of Science degrees, a reflection of the changing creative industries. Its Vice-Chancellor, Professor John Last, describes it as a quiet revolution in the city. "More and more people are recognising that we are on the national scene and very respected for what we do. Everything has been changed by technology, and we are offering courses that wouldn't have existed years ago. It's shaped by employers. We're creating courses for emerging jobs and making sure they fit onto a career path. Norwich is becoming a city that young people want to live and work in," he said. "We are fighting against cities including Manchester, London and Liverpool, which are well established in what they do, but students are coming to us and choosing to stay here."
When it comes to bacon butties, Dan is the man. For the owner of a roadside burger van on the edge of Norwich has had his butties rated among the best in Britain. Like the meat, Dan Ball is on a roll. Burger Dan on Wroxham Road near Sprowston Manor Hotel was chosen with nine others across the nation for the quality of its staple of the country's snack diet. The van, which was bought new at Christmas, has been a hotspot with customers for 6 years, but it is always a matter of personal taste. Mr. Ball said, "Everything has to be fresh. I ask people how they like their bacon cooked, and nothing is pre-cooked, so it's all made to order and completely fresh for the customer." Customers at the van agreed with the award.
Debate has raged over the past week about what could be behind a mysterious smell which has been reported in towns and villages across Norfolk. One of the most popular theories to emerge is that it has come from a British sugar plant in Wissington near Downham Market. British Sugar has now confirmed that it has launched an investigation into whether or not it would be possible for their site to be responsible, and if so, whether the smell could have spread over such a large area of Norfolk. A spokesman for British Sugar said, "We've been aware in recent days of the concerns about unusual smells across a wide area of Norfolk. As part of the harvesting process at our horticultural operations, there can be an intense smell for intermittent periods of time. We have been extremely mindful of this when looking at the various processes on site to minimise any impact on the local community." The British Sugar plant has become the centre of various theories because of a deal struck in October last year between Cornerways, owner of British Sugar, and the British drugs company GW Pharmaceuticals. This deal meant that the Wissington plant would cease tomato production and instead turn to cultivating cannabis plants that will be used as a key ingredient in a new prescription medicine, which aims to treat a number of rare childhood epilepsy disorders.